Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we've got Mick Billing, who's Exec Chairman of Thor Mining PLC, dual listed on the ASX and AIM, ticker THR. Welcome, Mick.
G'day, John, and nice to talk to you once again.
Yeah, you too. It's been a while since we've had you on. You've had a flurry of news out recently over the last few months, but we're just going to get up to the most recent thing, which is these exercise of warrants. So that's obviously giving you some cash in the bank, which is going to allow the company to move forward with quite a healthy cash balance. Do you want to just talk about what that means for the company, please?
Yeah, sure, John. I guess in the last 6 weeks or thereabouts, we've finalised a placing for just over £500,000. And since then, the share price has strengthened, and there's been another £750,000 come in by way of investors, including one of our directors, Paul Johnson, exercising warrants. And you know, if you add those two together, it's just over £1.3 million, seasonally adjusted, which is more money than we've had in our bank account for quite some time. And given that we're not really on the expiration in the expiration business right now, we're more about commercialization and about scoping and feasibility of our projects as we get them ready to for production. We think this cash is going to last us for a little while. It won't last forever, but we're pretty confident that. With what we've got in front of us and with the things we know about, that this is going to last us through to the end of 2018. And that's a great position to be in.
Yeah, so I mean, this 125 grand that came via Paul Johnson, I believe that's got a specific use with that in terms of the due diligence you're taking out on a new asset potentially.
It has, John, and Paul, when he exercised that particular tranche of options as they are, specified that he would like that money devoted to investigation and due diligence of new projects that have the potential to have a relatively high impact on what we do. I think we have told the market that we're looking at an opportunity in the Pilbara in Western Australia, which where there has been some pretty quite a lot of interest in some conglomerate hosted gold deposits in recent months. We have the opportunity to look at one of those and or to look at a piece of land where some of that seems to be occurring. We're doing that. It's far too early to say that there is a deal or anything like that. But you know, we got out of the gold business a little while ago when we sold Spring Hill, and when we decided to move on from our assets in Dundas in the southern part of WA. But gold is a very good business to be in, and if there are good opportunities that we can take advantage of at modest cost, we'll be right there with our ears pinned back.
Yeah, so I mean, that's obviously one thing. You've got the copper project seems to be, you know, moving forward. You're coming over next week, I believe, to the UK. You've got your AGM coming up.
Yes, our AGM is on Wednesday the 29th, so that's next week. 10 o'clock next Wednesday morning in Finsbury Square, I think it is, and we'll be and I would like to see as many investors as we possibly can make it come along to that. Ask me the hard questions and hopefully we can have a conversation with them after the formalities of the meeting and get to know some of those a bit better and give them the chance to interrogate me and or I guess see the whites of my eyes.
Yeah, so yeah, and we also got another chance to see you next Friday, I believe, at the Share Talk event in Walsall.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that, John. I've not been to Walsall before. In fact, to be honest, in my trips to the UK, I've never been north of London, unless you count Stansted Airport on the way to somewhere else as being technically, I guess, it's north of London, but only just. So I'm looking forward to going to Walsall, having a overnighting there, I guess, and having a talk to some investors who I guess don't get the chance to come to London regularly, and therefore many of them, I suspect, will be people I've not met in the past, and that's a good opportunity to tell the Thor story to a bunch of new folk.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of things can we expect from you within that presentation then next week?
I think, John, we should expect a bit of a focus on the core projects. The first of those, in not necessarily in any order, will be Molly Hill, and I think we gave notice to the market a week or two ago that we'd had some decent ore sorting results, and we're working on an upgrade to our open cut ore reserve. Not in a position to say whether we'll have that in time for next week, but some good things are happening at Molly Hill, and it's a good asset with a lot of value that's ready for finance and ready to bring into production in a relatively short period of time, and so that's worth reflecting on. The other one, the Pilot Mountain project, we've kicked a lot of goals on Pilot Mountain this year. We've had some very good exploration results. We've increased the resource estimate for Pilot Mountain in terms of tungsten, copper, zinc, and not zinc because we don't have a resource estimate for zinc, but also silver, and we're now moving forward to scoping study and then perhaps on to pre-feasibility on Pilot Mountain. So that's a quality project. It's the only JORC or 43-101 compliant resource in the United States, I believe, and it's not just a resource, it's quite a sizable resource, which is encouraging, I think, for all of our investors. And we will also talk about our copper project at Kapunda, probably not in a position to update investors on anything associated with what we're doing in the new project department in the Pilbara, unfortunately.
Okay, well, sounds like it's going to be interesting either way. We look to seeing you next week, Mick.
John, thank you. I'm looking forward to coming. It's the weather's becoming quite warm here in Australia right now, and I think it's going the other direction in the UK. But for a week or so, I'll put up with that because it's a good chance to talk to our investors just prior to Christmas.
Okay, so that was Mick Billing, Chairman of Thor Mining PLC. Thank you for your time, Mick.
John, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.